From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The majority of the countries that make up the board of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency have censored Iran over its nuclear program. NPR's Larry Miller has more from London.
Iran was sharply criticized by the UN's nuclear watchdog, which censured it for building a new uranium processing plant and demanded that its construction be frozen. It also cited Iran for continuing to process uranium in defiance of a UN Security Council resolution. The IAEA expressed serious concern that Iran's nuclear program may have a military objective. The UN agency's resolution was endorsed by all the Security Council permanent members and Germany. Previously, Russia and China have been reluctant to come down hard on Iran. The U.S. delegate described their support as a significant development. However, Iran said it would continue with its nuclear program despite the censure. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The head of the U.S. Secret Service is now saying his agency failed to verify whether a Virginia couple who were able to crash a state dinner at the White House this week were on the guest list. Director Mark Sullivan said today his agency is, quote, concerned and embarrassed by the incident, in which the pair, apparent hopefuls for a reality show, were able to gain access to the White House. Sullivan said in the wake of the incident, measures are being taken to ensure the mistake will not happen again. A White House official says the Virginia couple met President Barack Obama in the receiving line. Parking lots are still packed at malls and retail centers around the country today. It's Black Friday, and that means people are shopping, even as analysts say shoppers are spending less. More from NPR's Tamara Keith.
Black Friday is one of the biggest shopping days of the year as retailers try to get people excited about spending money. But with the unemployment rate over 10%, many shoppers are looking for value. Caroline Barry Green is director of mall marketing at Potomac Mills in Woodbridge, Virginia.
It really seems like the customer is looking for the deal. They are looking for the stores that are really offering that kind of blanket savings, that 20% off entire stock, 40% off entire stock.
Retailers are reporting strong sales. Black Friday is a leading indicator, but it doesn't always predict how the holiday shopping season will turn out for retailers. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Treasury Department officials say they are closely monitoring the situation in Dubai, which helped to push U.S. stocks down sharply today after having a similar effect on European trading yesterday. The decline in global stocks follows an announcement the state conglomerate Dubai World is requesting an up to six-month moratorium on repayment of some $60 billion in debt. Concerns Dubai could default on that debt has sent ripples through global markets. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 154 points, ending the week at 10,309 in an abbreviated trading day. The Nasdaq lost 37 points. The S&P 500 fell 3 points. This is NPR. Saudi Arabia says 9 of its soldiers who were fighting Yemeni rebels along the border are missing, with the kingdom's monarch vowing to defend his country. A statement from the Saudi Defense Ministry said the soldiers' whereabouts are not known. However, there are reports the soldiers were captured by rebels. Saudi Arabia recently embarked on an offensive against Yemeni Shiite rebels who crossed into the kingdom and killed a Saudi soldier earlier this month. A pregnant woman was among those killed after a gunman opened fire at a Thanksgiving gathering in South Florida last night, killing a total of 4 people. Authorities say the 33-year-old pregnant woman, her twin sister, a 76-year-old aunt, and a 6-year-old girl were killed. Authorities say they are searching for a relative suspected of having carried out those shootings. The First Family received one of its first official Christmas trees today, a tree from the National Christmas Tree Association. The organization has donated trees to the White House for over 40 years. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Christmas tree growers Eric and Gloria Sundback have visited the White House before, and they did not need to crash any state dinners to do so. The West Virginia couple have been picked by the association to donate the first tree 4 times in 50 years of growing them. Still, they describe the experience like this.
Absolutely wonderful. We enjoy it. Talk about
a thrill. Have a tree that you planted and that you actually picked the seed, grew it on our farm, and have it right here on the wagon.
The wagon takes the 18.5-foot Douglas fir into the White House Blue Room. The Sundbacks say they can't wait to see how it looks with decorations. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.